Good day, everyone. I'm Shoto Suzuki. Thank you for coming to my poster presentation. Here, I'd like to talk about fisheries and the monitoring and inspection in Fukushima. The monitoring and inspection is a public inspection for the checking the safety of fisheries products by Fukushima Prefectural Government. After the accident, immediately, the monitoring and inspection was conducted for the fish caught in Fukushima. This inspection is conducted about 150 samples every week. The fish samples are collected by our research vessels and fishing boats. Figure 2 shows a map of the sampling locations. As you can see, fish samples are collected from all fishing grounds of Fukushima. The fish samples are sent to Fukushima Agricultural Technology Center to measure radio cesium concentration along with other agricultural products. Figure 3 and 4 show the results of the monitoring and inspections. Total more than 66,000 samples were inspected, and 99.9% of the samples were under detection level in 2020. There are no samples over 100 becquerel per kilogram, that is Japanese shipping limit, since April 2015. Here, I'd like to talk about fisheries in Fukushima. Fisheries are voluntarily banned after the accident. Then, the monitoring and inspection was conducted and revealed the safety of fish species that is not influenced by the radio cesium contamination. Thus, trial fishing was started from the June 2012 with limitation of fish species, fishing area, and fishing methods. Trial fishing objective is for the investigation of reputation and the promotion. Trial fishing started with only 3 fish species that are revealed as a safety species. From February 2020, there are no fish species restricted on the distribution shown in Figure 5. In addition, number of subject fish species increased to more than 200 species in 2020. Fishing area also has been expanded, and now trial fishing can conduct all fishing ground except within 10 kilometers of the nuclear power plant. Figure 6 shows the amount of the annual fisheries production. The production increased, but it is still about 14% of the before accident in 2019. Here, I'd like to discuss about this problem. First, the production and distribution system have to be reconstructed. Because shipping system was changed during voluntary ban. Second, there are still harmful rumors to fisheries products. The promotion campaign is more needed. Of course, the safety is basic and most important point to solve these problems. Thus, we have to continue to confirm the safety and we have to rebuild mechanisms of radio cesium accumulation to get scientific evidence. Recently, specific discussion was started for the full-scale fishing like before the accident among fisheries industrial members. Reconstruction have just started. Thank you for your attention.